Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Tuesday, June 2. In Squiz Kids today, protests flare in the US. The Queen hops on a pony. Jamaican bobsledders return. And beware the Lego bin chicken. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Violent protests on the streets of the United States have continued for a sixth night as thousands join in the call for justice for George Floyd and the prosecution of the police officers involved in his death. Demonstrators across more than 75 cities are also calling for the end of racism against America's black citizens. As the number of protesters climbed to the tens of thousands and police arrests around the country numbered some 4,500, it was revealed that President Trump had been rushed into a bunker for his protection as protests outside the White House, the US president's home, turned violent on Friday night. Is it just me, or is it getting cold in here? I'm talking about the weather and the fact that Jack Frost has decided to mark the arrival of winter in Australia with what meteorologists are describing as an icy blast. South Australia has already copped the brunt of it. Victoria is in the midst of it, with damaging winds and bucket loads of rain falling on the state yesterday. And the chilly weather ought to be hitting New South Wales today, with the Weather Bureau predicting snow on the state's central tablelands. Might be time to crack out the electric blanket.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Windsor Castle, on the outskirts of London, where the Queen has made her first public appearance in months, riding a horse. The 94-year-old monarch was photographed riding a fell pony in a park nearby Windsor Castle, where she has been holed up in isolation, FaceTiming her grandchildren, but otherwise separated from her family since the coronavirus swept through Britain. Fell ponies are a type of horse most commonly found pulling carriages and buggies. They're renowned, according to horsey types, for their reliability and sure-footedness, which is a fancy way of saying that they walk very carefully, which is probably a good thing for a horse carrying a 94-year-old who also happens to be the Queen.
Sport time!
If you've ever seen the movie Cool Runnings, you'll know about Jamaica's Olympic bobsled team. Jamaica is a tropical country in the Caribbean. Bobsledding is a sport that requires ice. The fact that Jamaica sent a bobsled team to the Calgary Winter Olympics back in 1988 made headlines around the world and ended up being made into a movie. Now, the team, hoping to represent Jamaica at the Beijing Winter Olympics in 2022, has taken to a peculiar form of training. Without a bobsled or an icy surface to practice on, the team have instead started practicing by pushing a Mini Cooper car along their suburban street. Fair to say, the neighbours have been watching on in bemusement.
Pop Culture Corner.
It's perhaps one of the strangest mashups of the year, but thanks to an Aussie Lego designer, the world now has the Lego Bin Chicken. What's a bin chicken? It's only the Aussie slang name for the white ibis, that strange, very common bird with the white plumage, long black legs and long black beak that hangs out in parks and scavengers in bins for food. Bin chicken, it's perfect. Lego designer Brent Waller has even uploaded instructions on how you can build your very own Lego bin chicken at home. There's a link in today's episode notes, including to a funny video about the bird. For any of you out there who are bin chicken enthusiasts, or indeed Lego enthusiasts, or preferably both.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Name the kind of horse the Queen was spotted riding this week. That's right, it's a fell pony. Question number two. Which country's bobsledding team has been practicing with a car on a suburban street? Yeah, it's Jamaica. Question number three. Which bin scavenging bird is also known as a bin chicken? You got it, it's the white ibis. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today is June the 2nd, the birthday of Aussie cricketing great Steve Smith, English author Thomas Hardy, and Australian explorer William Lawson. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Frank from Eastwood, Will from Echuca, Hugo from Newtown, Freya from Walpole, Cameron from Avoca Beach, Kirsten from Dural, Chloe from Budrum, Sue from Elwood, William from Melbourne, Addison from Bungendore, Lucy from Gilberton, Luca from Bulleye, Isabel and Coco from Longaville, Sian from Cronulla, Lulu from Gilberton, Lainey from Roeville, and Adam from Orange. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Betty from Roeville, London from Woongarra, Amelia from Leichhardt, Darcy from Evans Plains, and Tani from Lake Macquarie. Happy birthday to you all. And today's classroom shout-outs go to Stage 3 at Newtown North Public School, Mrs. Barron and Four Green at St. Peter and Paul School in Bulimba, Scone Grammar School, and Class 2B at St. Bernadette's in Port Kennedy. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. And a reminder, a full transcript of today's episode is available on our website, as it is every day. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.